My name is Cheryl Mershon, and I live in Alaknegik. This is my 41st year of hanging nets in Bristol Bay. So I fished for a long time, and my people have fished for a long time, but now I just do nets. By the way, I'm hanging nets as we talk, so if my talking's a little sporadic, I'm working. Anyways, I'm doing a lead line. I'll measure with my needle and tie the knot. Now on this net, it's a small mesh, so I'm gonna pick up three webs, just picked up three webs, done my measure, tying my knot, picking up three more mesh, same thing over and over and over. I really like my customers, they're probably the highlight. I write love notes on the corks, you know, like, hope your day's going good, winners do what losers don't wanna do, that fish is someone's dinner. I think I probably started with my family and my closer friends, you know, just kind of little things that help their days be brighter. It's kind of an interesting thing to hang nets because in some ways you almost feel like you're brain dead, like your little mouse going around in one of those little cages deals. But on the other hand, you need to be totally dialed in as to what you're doing because there's actually a science to hanging nets. Just ask somebody whose net is not hung right. It's a mess. If the net's rolled or if the lead line's shorter than the cork line and it keeps wanting to jump the cork line and then you're not catching near the fish. I really have in mind that whatever net I hang would be a net that I'd be happy to fish. If it's not a net that I'd be happy to fish or have my husband or somebody fish, then it doesn't go out of here. One year, I don't know which year it was, but somebody that likes math said, hey Cheryl, did you know you hung enough nets to go from your place in Alaknegik to Kanakanak Hospital and back? So I smiled and I thought, well, that's kind of impressive. But you know, I'm 63, so I'm not 21 anymore, but I'm up and at it. It's just one knot at a time in the right place. It's been a good life.